Our scripture reading today is our speaker's life verse, so it's kind of appropriate. It's from Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. It's truly my honor and privilege to introduce our speaker today. I've known Dan for over 20 years. We laugh a lot, we cry a lot. He is the executive director of the National Christian College Athletic Association, which Geneva is a member, a proud member, I should say. Its mission is the Great Commission, to get Christ's message out to all athletes that are affiliated with those schools that are members of the NCCA. Dan, one thing I know about Dan, in knowing him, he's passionate. He's funny, and he's a great golfer. So if you ever need a scramble partner, he's your guy. It is, again, my honor and privilege to welcome Dan to Geneva College. He's a Southern boy, so please give your hands, get him going, and give him a warm welcome to Geneva College. Dan Wood.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Thank you. I asked Rick and Dave in the back if their AV system here, the one last night did not have it, the one at Roberts Wesleyan 2 weeks ago didn't have it, if they had a translator button for my Southern drawl for you folks. I will try to speak the way my mom would have wanted me to speak, but I will probably fall back into more blue-collar comedy type of language. Not language, just drawl. Only with the coaches. No, we're not going there either. It's my pleasure to be. I want to tell you something. I have the pleasure of being on about 100 Christian college campuses a year. And I don't know who sculpts and scripts your chapel. And I am not saying this. You cannot use this for promotional purposes. You cannot use this against any of the other Christian college who are members. But I love the way your chapel feels. I just want to tell you that. You can applaud yourself. I love the way your chapel feels. And that's the Holy Spirit. I'm not trying to applaud the humans or your singing, although it was good. You worship. And I want you to understand this, because I know many of you sitting there, let's be very candid, maybe faculty, staff, as well as students. You're getting your requirements out of the way. But you need to understand something. You are incredibly blessed, and it's unique that homecoming's coming this weekend. There will be years from now. You will be in your little cubicle, your office, your car, your job, and you will give anything, anything, to be in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, at 10 o'clock on a morning and sit in chapel. Trust me, when I was in your seat as a student, nah, couldn't convince me of that either. But you are blessed to be able to shut down for 45 minutes to an hour and worship the most excellent God. So I want to applaud you for that. Why do we have Christian colleges? I simply put it this way. Life is all about faith. The analogy I use is this. Little Susie said in her kindergarten class, first day of school, the teacher said, to start things off, all of you draw me a picture of something that you like, so forth. So they all start drawing, and as the teacher comes by Susie, she sees a well, she sees a beach, and she sees a man in midstream. And the teacher said, Susie, what is your picture of? And she said, my picture is of the well spitting Jonah up onto the beach. The teacher goes, Susie, that's a myth. That's not a true story. A well couldn't do that. Susie keeps drawing and says, my Bible tells me it's true. And he keeps drawing. The teacher says, Susie, I'm here to tell you that's not true. And Susie then says, when I get to heaven, I'll check with Jonah. And the teacher says, what if he's not there? And Susie says, then you check with him. If you're sitting beside a freshman, if you'd help them, they'll get that here in just a second. Just kidding. The game plan for life is birthed out of this. What is it that we believe and will not move from? And I'm here to challenge us, the man in the mirror, you, that I don't know that we stand for much anymore, culturally speaking. Because of time, I'll summarize it this way. Here is my God and Savior, Jesus Christ. When I am born, I am here, thanks to Adam's sin. I am positioned away from him. And at some point in time, whatever it is for you, 5 years old by the bedside, 8 years old at Sunday school, 24 years old after a little bit of an accident and not knowing where I was headed, I don't know where it is for you, 65 and on a deathbed, we come to the place where we embrace this Jesus to the point that we can't get close enough. We literally can't get close enough to our Savior. And in that moment, we can think of being nowhere but right beside him. And then we walk out the door into culture. And we are told that, well, you can have this much of Jesus. And so we start down this slope that culture, biblically, we are told, culture is going to continue down. I don't know why we act surprised when people, I turned 50 2 weeks ago, when I'm surprised at where our culture is. Where we stand on hot issues, whether it be abortion, whether it be homosexuality in the pulpit, whether it be how we treat our kids being able to sue their parents and all the things. I don't get unraveled over those things. I really don't. But our culture keeps telling me and my kids, 20 and 14, that this is enough of Jesus. But what's going to happen? My Jesus never moves from the truth. And as I follow culture, if I want to be better than culture, I just continually move until I'm right back where I was born. Game plan for life is a biblical character model that the Lord led us to within NCCAA that simply says all character that matters for any of us will always be found in Jesus Christ. Period. A little history on it. I was a Boy Scout. The student athletes got this last night. Boy Scout model. B. Help the old lady across the street. Old people get that. We got that one, Dean. Get all those good things. And at some point in time, with any moral character model, we come to this point. And again, whether it's at age 15, 18, 20, 30 for you, we come to this point. Why? Why do I need to be prepared? Why do I need to help the old lady across the street? And we get this great answer right from the Optimist Club bulletin, because it'll make my community a better place. And at 24 years of age, let me tell you something. I did not give a rat's rear about my community. I didn't care about my community. It wasn't even critical to me. I cared about the man in the mirror. I cared about my career headed to try to play professional golf. I cared a little about my fiance who I would marry, but not if I got my tour card. That's a great way to enter a marriage. I didn't care about anything but me. Don't talk to me about how I'll make my community better. But that's what so many character models are. Oh, persevere, overcome, great athletic terms. Everything that matters in character, gang, sits right in Jesus Christ. I don't think we've got them all, but four of the ones that birthed for us were this. Love, 1 Corinthians 13. Again, for time's sake, it's not for weddings anymore. Integrity, Job 27:5. After all he went through, he gets the opportunity, and one of his responses to God and his friends is this. No matter what happens to me or may befall me, I will not forsake my integrity. If we just got that, we could leave. If we truly got what it is to not forsake Christ-like integrity, we'd all have it. Faith, Hebrews 11. Talked with the student athletes and coaches last night about that hall of fame that is in Hebrews 11 and the fact that that is not done. That is one of the most live passages in all of Scripture, and we are to create continue a continuum. And I gave them the folks that are in my Hebrews 11 continuum that still have impacted my faith today. The one we'll talk about today is excellence. Here's what I want you to do. Now, I know some of you are behind the screen, so my apologies. But, and where are the football guys? I think Gino said they, now listen, if you, ladies, if you're sitting beside a man, I'm just telling you, when this is over, they're going to want to run through the wall. Okay, just hold them down. Just tell them to just take, breathe through their nose, whatever. But if you saw the movie Facing the Giants, this is the death crawl. And as we talk about excellence, what I want you to do is watch this. It's about a 4-minute video, and then I want us to look at it in this context. What happens when excellence shows up?
Show me something. 10 yards. Move it. Let's go, Matt. Let's go. Go, Jonathan. Show me something. 10 yards. Show me some power. No knees. Keep your knees off the ground. Show me something. 10 yards. Show me some muscle. Show me some power. Give me some heart. Let's go.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I don't want you giving up at a certain point when you could go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. I get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go. Show me good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Am I at the 20 yet?
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. I'm just resting a second.
You got to keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
Bad strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. Keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit. No. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Brock Kelly, you don't quit. Keep going. Keep going. Go, Brock Kelly. You don't quit on me. No, you keep going. You keep going. Go, Brock. 10 more steps. 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Keep going. Don't quit. Give me your heart.
I can't do it.
You can. You can. 5 more. 5 more. Come on, Brock. Come on. Don't quit. Don't quit. Come on, Brock. 2 more. 1 more.
Let's go to the 50. Let's go to the 50. I don't have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field in your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jeremy?
Highway 160.
You can go ahead and cut that, Rick. I know. I'm surprised the football players are all still sitting. So what happens? It's simple. What happens when Brock starts down that field? The peanut gallery who were laughing at Brock, take notice. If you've seen the movie, the first guy to stand is the kicker who can't hit, he couldn't hit this gem in the movie, and then kicks like a 79-yard downwind field goal to win the state title. I don't know that life always works like that. Brock went further and did more than he could ever possibly have imagined he could do because of the encouragement, including the barking of his leader. And that it says, Brock, you're the only one, you know, God's called you. You're the only one in your body who is capable of doing all that God has for you. You're the only one with your DNA who is capable of excelling. Because when excellence shows up, people take notice. If you don't believe it, watch sports. Unfortunately, we put it on the idol peg. LeBron James was the idol of Cleveland, and now he is the bane of the town. In less than 24 hours, he went from hopefully he stays idol to the worst thing to ever happen to our city mentality. That's what happens with idols. But when excellence shows up, when you truly do what is most excellent within that scripture of Philippians, when you do what's right and noble and true, not for work's sake, not for some checklist, but because you are motivated by that most excellent God, people will take notice. People will watch and they will notice when things, you notice it in life. How many saw the movie Pay It Forward? Now that whole genre of movie is in like 8 or 9 commercials. Have you seen them? Well, one person sees one person do something nice. Pick up the one that I love. The lady stops the guy who's yakking on his BlackBerry and is about to walk in front of the bus. And someone sees her do that. So then they'll help a lady get her carriage up onto something. And then a guy holds the door open or holds the elevator. We all notice excellent things, and it motivates us. How many of you saw Michael Johnson in the Atlanta Olympics run the 400? I've never seen any. How many, let's go current. How many of you saw Usain Bolt, or as I call him, Usain Bolt, run the 100 in the last Olympics? I don't know about you, but I thought in my recliner with my Doritos, I could run the 100 like him. When we see excellence happen, we get jolted by that. So why is it that Dan Wood, professional Christian, works for the NCCAA, chooses not to be excellent? Because in case you thought maybe I always did, I don't. You can call Kelly, my wife, and ask her why it is that sometimes her husband is not that godly husband. You can ask Courtney and Grant, my 20-year-old and 14-year-old, why is their dad not that dad that should be out of Philippians 4:8. What is it about a man who wants to be as excellent as I can when I am wrapped up in Jesus Christ, but as I get further away from him, I can clearly and very easily make it about me. And it makes me not do what's right. It makes me not do what's noble. It makes me not very admirable. Most importantly, in that lesson of all these descriptors, it makes me not be excellent. Let me take you back to your day of salvation. If you haven't experienced it, I hope you will. I hope you'll gather with folks over here and pray for that today. But if you have, tell me how excellent you plan to be in Jesus the day you accepted him as your Savior. You remember that? Boy, I do. He had all of me. Now, I don't know if your coaches ever use 110%. By the way, that doesn't exist. It's the stupidest number in all of humanity. We function at 80% so often that when we function at 90, we think it's 110. We are so capable of more. And we're capable of more in Jesus too. Going to a Christian college, taking a few Bible classes, going to chapel does not make you excellent. It makes you potentially excellent. It gives you the opportunity to be more excellent. But that's not going to get it done. I think I finally figured out why Dan Wood chooses not to be excellent. And I use the word choose because, let's be very clear, this doesn't just happen. In the church, you want to act like, it just happened. I'm sorry, bless me. You know, in the South, we say, bless their heart, and then you can say whatever you want about them. Wish you lived in the South, don't you? I finally figured it out. For me, and I firmly believe for all of us who are created by Christ, who have been so close to Him, we were almost consumed in Him. As you watch this last video, I want you to look and see, because I think I have figured out why it is I can choose not to be the excellent husband, father, employee, human being, Christ follower. Watch this, and I think you may catch on. there are way too many days. And my answer to that question is no. It's just the truth. I don't know if you know Jesus is your Savior, but that is not a myth. He is not my idol. He is the Savior of all of mankind. Every human being ever born has the reason and every opportunity to simply be excellent because of the amazing gift of Jesus Christ. That question is on the dashboard of my car. It is on my computer. It is on the mirror of our vanity at our house. I hope I never stop thinking about how amazing my Savior is. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are a bunch of people who are better than we deserve to be because of amazing grace. Thank you for that. Forgive us for how we make it trite, make it nice things to sell out of Christian bookstores and put on t-shirts and on bumper stickers. Grace is the most amazing thing that has ever happened to us. May we remember how amazed we were when we accepted it, and may we live a life daily that displays the excellence, not because of works, but because of thanks that your amazing grace mandates. We love you. We thank you. In your name we ask it. Amen. Thank you.